Hello and welcome back to Cabin Cast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Jamie.
Hello.
And Emily.
Hello.
And we are here with more Gravity Falls. Nearly at the end, this is episode 18 of 21, not of 20. I forgot how many episodes were in the finale, much like with Avatar. Because I think that's 21 in the final season as well. Unless it's not. But anyway, we are here with episode 18. Uxpukviaquafoxo. I have a feeling that's just Widmageddon through a cipher, but we'll find out, I'm sure, when we go through the information at the end. Last time, Mabel screwed up because she's not a good person. No, that's not why. She was manipulated by Bill and didn't want summer to end, which is more understandable because Ford offered Dipper the chance to stay and work as his apprentice. She broke open the rift, or he broke open the rift because he got the rift from her. And then Weirdmageddon started and she got bubbled away. Let's see what's happening now. Starting in 3, 2, 1, go!
Did she get bubbled away? I thought she just got knocked out.
No, she got put in a bubble.
I guess that falls.
It's unpleasant again. I spoke slightly too soon.
So obviously he didn't know who got taken over.
No. He was just outside the thing, so... Yep, that's terrifying.
I think this is what King would have been like if he had too much power.
This is what... That's what King wants to be like. It's also not what King is like. King is ultimately nice.
Yeah. He looks like a walking piece of toast.
He does a bit. Good job, Tyler.
I don't like
again.
That.
Oh,
kids show.
How did you get away with that?
Ah, the tower.
No. I guess with this sort of world, they could do whatever they want. And I guess how fun that would have been to write that. It's like Armageddon, but weird.
Yeah, that's quite the intro. And we do get the trailer. I was joking, you know. Yeah, I was. Nah. Ooh.
They didn't need to do that, but they're so good for doing that.
Bill. Ape. Teeth.
Oh, it's so sad. I kind of just, look at the don't summon at all costs of it. It's a bit like that.
So good.
Also, the skeleton in the top left was a skeleton.
Yep. Especially with how good the intro is, it makes it even worse. There's still a chance, maybe. Oh.
Oh my gosh, Jamie, they predicted Suzume.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh no, it's sheep.
That's a very hungry goat.
So what was the deal they made?
Don't know.
It's possible they didn't even make one.
It's a laser.
The triangle gun.
Yeah.
Unpleasant again.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's anime.
You just pulled a spirit gun.
Yeah. The line thing becomes an explodey thing. I appreciate your heroics there, Dipper, but maybe wasn't the best decision. A plus for effort.
Yeah.
No.
Dipper, look after these.
Yep.
Space whale!
The pterodactyl.
That's not the voice I expected him to have.
Yeah.
They've gone full Left 4 Dead now.
Ah, yeah. Oh, Toby. Dude, keep out.
Itchy on purpose.
It's dumb luck.
Yes.
Yeah, she's there.
It's always a thing, isn't it, with twins? They're like, oh yeah, you can just understand each other. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that.
It sometimes does in very specific situations, occasionally. Yeah. For certain twins, but not all twins.
We and I've done it before. We sort of like, we'll finish each other's sentences and things, but that's pretty much it.
Time punch. Well, that's not good.
No.
What did that teeth say? I hope I misheard.
What did you think he said?
I don't want to say it.
Then he probably didn't say it. It's not Tony. Like in Mad Max or something. Yeah.
I don't think they have they?
No.
No, probably not.
I was about to say, like, where do these people come from? It makes sense they're the prison convicts.
Yep.
Foxy.
So, have you seen her, Dad?
Re. They've, like you said, they've literally gone full Mad Max.
The music's even Mad Max-esque. With those drums there. Fury Road, at least.
That's very cool. How old's Wendy? She's 16?
16, 17, I
so
think.
So she could theoretically try and get her license. Because I always forget, in America, you can be 16 to drive.
Oh, yeah,
and
you can be
drink.
Very young and learn to drive in America. Got very big roads.
Much
stuff.
Older to drink.
Yeah, until 21.
Yeah. These are great.
That made me think of the sparrows from Demon Slayer.
Yeah. Anime. Pizza.
Real.
Was that their life? Was that their voice actors?
Yep.
That's great. Love that. She's doing pretty well because she's never driven a car before and had to manually use the...
It's an American car, so it'll be automatic.
Are all American cars automatic?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Americans basically never use manual.
I never knew that.
I'm pretty certain. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's true.
How'd they make the jump?
Bigger cars.
So I suppose.
To be fair, yeah. To be continued. There we go. So, Weirdmageddon, part one, or all of those letters. Everything's gone weird.
Was the title an actual decipher, or was it
just... Yeah, no, like I say, it's Weirdmageddon part one, and I'm... Yeah, I'm just searching it up now, but I am pretty certain that the words are shifted from Weirdmageddon or something like that.
Yeah, they only do it this one time, don't they? They just call it Weirdmageddon like the rest of the show.
It's just this one. Yeah, it's Weirdmageddon coded into the Vignier cipher. With the keyword. Yeah, this is Weirdmageddon. The others have addendums of Weirdmageddon 2, Weirdmageddon 3, Weirdmageddon 4, and additional piece of information, which is just Weirdmageddon, so it works for this one. You don't really want the last episodes to have it. Some pretty terrifying stuff with some of the monsters and the shuffling of the face functions in this one.
I hate that. I still hate it.
It's really, really unpleasant.
it's look at. Body horror, and it's
and think ooh. About it. It is straight up body horror. It's kind of crazy. And yeah, the weirdness bubbles are great. They look really cool. Seeing all the different ones is really fun. We get Seuss, Wendy. We've not had Wendy really doing much. We've had in a couple of episodes, but not too much. So it's good to get more Wendy. Time Police is gone, which isn't good. We lost Ford. No sign of Stan. Mabel's in a bubble, so things are still pretty dire. But they did finally manage to sway Gideon. Which I think makes a degree of sense. Because he does just want Mabel to care about him. And even if that's never going to happen, the way that Bill was trying to get him to go about it was clearly very, very wrong.
Well, he was always the one in charge, and it's like, hang on, I'm just letting someone else take the reins here. This isn't me.
That's not what I do.
Like, I'm desperate. I must be desperate now.
Indeed. So, yeah. Glad that we get at least a little bit of redemption right at the end for him.
Yeah. Which is good.
I think that is fair. But yeah. Lots of cool action, lots of funny stuff with Gompers and Stan and with all of that stuff. Like we saw at the start, a remixed apocalyptic version of the song is used. Where Bill and his friends have placed the main characters. A few times in the intro text, Judge Lewub Eduv can be seen, which, using the Caesar cipher on the text, will spell out Gravity Falls. At the end of the opening theme, a faint whisper can be heard that is different from the other ones, which is Bill's voice saying, "I'm watching you, nerds." Bill Cipher's page from the opening theme is seen with a hole where Bill's picture should be. Nodding to the fact that he's finally entered the Gravity Falls world, and where it says created by Alex Hirsch, it says created by Bill Cipher.
A nice double.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
I missed that as well this time. 618 appears on the truck driven by Ghost Eyes and Gideon and on Ford's experiment case. In the Polish version of the bill, I can read today. In the Polish version of the show, Bill calls Weirdmageddon Showmageddon, and no one knows why. The Weirdness Bubbles, they're supposed to do an extended version of the live action scene, but that was cut for time.
That's fair.
Which, likewise, Bill was going to sing a song about Weirdmageddon titled It's Gonna Get Weird, which also had to be cut for time. Because there's so much going on, and this is part one of four.
I'm glad they didn't the musical, because I don't. Yeah. I'm not a fan of musical numbers in shows.
It would have certainly fit.
It would have fit, but depends on the song. Because I remember back in the old cartoon in the morning before school days, there was always one episode in the series which was a musical. I always hated those.
They did often do those.
It's sort of like I said, it just didn't feel necessary, because like we can see everything's all strange and not right. Why sing about it when we can see it as a viewer? Which that's understandable.
Because you could view it and sing about it. But no, the song is up on YouTube, so you can still go and listen to it. Clearly they had a lot of ideas and they couldn't fit it all in for the time. This is the only full-length episode of the series in which Mabel does not speak and Kristen Schaal is not credited as her voice. Because she's not in it. She just goes to sleep. When Alex Hirsch first announced the episode's air date, he gave the title as the weird one. Which is when we're getting coded, like we said. After Louis... That voice of the head with the arm Mm-hmm. The horrifying, sweaty, one-armed monstrosity was originally voiced by Louis C.K. But he did some stuff, which meant we didn't really want him in a Disney show anymore, so Alex Hirsch himself redubbed it. So that's kind of why the voice doesn't quite match, because it is quite a different voice to what the voice originally was. Bill Cipher clearly breaks the fourth wall, introducing Widmageddon before the theme song starts. And he even looks down at the viewer when saying existence is upside down and I reign supreme. Yep, that's more stuff. Like the previous episode, the storyboard presentation had an action-packed opening sequence showing Alex and Joss Weinstein, who wrote the episode, as being mutated, as being a mutated monster terrorizing the town after crashing into it from space, and the other cast and crew who made the episode are shown assembling to defeat the monster. That's pretty crazy. The box set revealed that they had to cut even more scenes. Bill mocks Ford's heroic actions as being too predictable. Ford spits in Bill's eye. He then cleans it off with his tongue, feeling a bit as a tongue. That would have been disturbing. Bill starts shipping Ford's frozen self with the deer. That's been an awkward. Chandra Jimenez attempts to interview Dipper about Widmageddon with a rat, stating she's starting to lose her mind. Mr. Pulchek and the bat Spike are shown to be hiding in a dumpster and attempting to restart society in it. Gideon's gang have rocket launchers, which they use on Dipper and Wendy during the chase. And revealed at MoMA Con 2017, there was an extended scene of Dipper and Wendy in the weirdness bubble as their real-life selves, with Jason Richards shocked by how many fingers he has, while Linda Cardellini says she looks good. There's a clear mistake when Dipper realizes Widmageddon has started. He states that the interdimensional rift broke in Mabel's bag, when in fact, the previous episode, she took his bag and vice versa. That's not a mistake.
That's what he thinks happened. I'm sure Mabel will then say, actually, no, I gave it to the guy and then he broke it.
Yeah. Maybe. I think what they're talking about is the fact that he says it's Mabel's bag when it's technically his bag, but I think it just means it's the bag that Mabel took, so I still don't think that's really a mistake.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. Cryptogram-wise, it will take 1,000 years for Time Baby's molecules to reconstitute, and when he's back, he's going to be very cranky. So yeah, Time Baby's alive. He just is going to have to...
What about everyone else? ...reform himself.
They're not Time Baby. So they might not be alive. But maybe Time Baby could, I don't know, go back in their time stream and get them back or something. Who knows? And the title card, Figure Storm, Gravity Falls 2, sees a Cipher Gravity Falls as well. And at the very end, game is over and I won. Now it's time to start the fun. I always love corrupting lives. Now let's see which pine survives. But it's pretty crazy. And there we go. That's Widmageddon 1, or jumbled letters that say Widmageddon. Three more episodes to go. What do you think the inside of the bubble is going to be like, Jamie?
Yeah, it's going to be
interesting. I feel like it's going to be... Option one is it's going to be super silly in somewhere Mabel would like.
Right.
I have option two, which I only just thought of, is it's the summer that she always wished for. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be that case of, but here I can be happy in summer forever, whereas mm-hmm. the real Dipper saying, no, that's not how life works, Mabel. Or it's going to be just some constant torment for her, reminding her of like, the stuff she's done. Or
yeah. Okay. Two very solid options there.
Which was the not very solid option?
I said two very solid options. Did you say
I gave three?
Yeah. What's the third one? I just clearly can't hear.
Which ones did you hear?
I heard the one about it being funny and silly.
Okay.
And stuff Mabel would like. Was that different to the summer one?
No, that was the summer was. So it was either stupid and silly, sort of like the unicorn.
Sure,
scene.
Sure, yeah.
The Endless Summer, where it's the summer she dreams of, and in Dipper has to try and
I kind of mixed those two together in my head as big thing. But no, in which case, three very solid options.
Yeah.
The second one was sort of a, I've just thought of this as I'm explaining the first
one.
I'll throw it in there before I forget.
Sure. Well, we'll find out next time. Until then, thank you for listening. See you then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. There are photos here on my behind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.